I think you'd like John Hiatt, Bob. You seem to be bobbing your head over there.
It has a catchy tune to it, yes.
I saw him live at the Rosebud when he was in Pittsburgh a long time ago. I'm not going to tell the story of my blind date that night because Sean Gentile has heard this story too many times. Bob, what are you doing? Banking?
Is Sean Gentile on the line?
No.
Oh. So
banking? Just because I put glasses on, you accuse me of being a banker.
No, you're tapping the phone a lot and it's making me nervous today. You seem to be tapping with an unusual
you
urgency.
You guys are on two computers. I don't have a computer in front of me.
Are you looking up draft material?
No. You hear that? That's not me.
That's Paul on his computer.
Yes.
Listen, this is all relative.
I was actually just finishing up my Zeiss planner.
I'm getting everybody in the office Mackie planners this year. Ron's going to get a senior citizen Mackie planner all the way in Florida. They're going around, Bob. Did you hear of this?
No.
The Mackie planner. Do you want one for Christmas? Huh? You're making me nervous, Bob. You really are.
You're just
making me nervous today. I'm not sure why. Did you play golf this weekend?
No, I worked every day. We had draft specials and, you know, normal Sunday stuff. So, no, I didn't play. I want to play.
You said you had a hell of a day at Sewickley Heights last week, didn't you?
We did. We did. My two nephews and Nathan Smith, who's a very good golfer, is going to captain the Walker Cup team next year.
What'd he shoot there?
74, I think.
Oh my God!
But also he doesn't play nearly as much. Obviously, in his amateur days when he was just dominant, played in three Masters.
I couldn't get the ball out of the rough. It's 4.5 inches high because
they have a qualifier coming up there.
The starter said, just hack it back onto the fairway. So, of course, I tried to do a shot, and it didn't go anywhere.
You can't get through. You have to have the strongest hands and the just perfect contact to get that stuff out of there.
Do you know Dan Borecki? He's a member there. He invited me to play, but he gave me his wrong cell phone, so I spent the whole weekend texting some unknown person things about golf. It's unbelievable.
The person that I reported you for
for harassment, you know, or something.
I played yesterday, and I have these cracked ribs. So
you played with cracked ribs. You're not going to make them any better.
He saw me. So I have this.
He had a great day driving.
I have this band that I put around my. Which is what they told me, a compression thing. But I played yesterday at what I think is one of them. Most beautiful courses in Western PA, and that's Latrobe Country Club.
Latrobe's great.
It's
history. Too.
It's the history there is amazing. Just
still
know,
tree lined though. That's not your today's golf course.
It's what I mean. It's one of the golf courses that hasn't gone the direction of like these new courses that cut down all the trees and everybody. It seems like the direction is to try almost to go sort of link style with a lot of these courses where you cut down all the trees and and that's okay. But boy, that course is just beautiful, and every hole is so picturesque, and it's just, it was fun. And I actually, you know what, for the second day in a row,
listen, this draft is all relative to, well, to what your quarterbacks are like, first of all, and also to the division in the conference that you're in. So, I think the Steelers are a better team than they were when we last saw them in Buffalo. You know, health, obviously, but you know what I mean. Roster-wise. And I would say at least they're trying at quarterback. And I really admire that. I do. And I commend them for it. Doesn't mean it's going to work, though. Doesn't mean it's going to work in a division with Lamar and Burrow and a conference with those two. And Mahomes and Allen and Herbert and Rodgers and all those other guys. Doesn't mean it's going to work. At least they're trying, and they're building around the quarterback position, I think. But let's take a look at the division, okay? And I would say let's just give an arrow up or an arrow down for these teams, and I'll give you a little update because I know I had to sort of brush up on what's happened in the offseason. Let's start with your Baltimore Ravens. Okay, they lost. You ready for this, Paul? Geno Stone and his 7 interceptions to Cincinnati. They lost Patrick Queen. They lost both starting guards, Simpson and Zeitler. They lost Jadeveon Clowney. Who have they added, you ask? Well, Bob, I have some answers for you. They added Derrick Henry.
Big ad right there, I think.
And, of course, they drafted Wiggins, so I think steps right in. And they're hoping that Roger, I think Rosengarten, their second-round pick, steps in as tackle. But I will tell you from last year, and the arrow thing is from last year, the arrow's down for the Ravens, in my not-so-humble opinion. You guys agree?
Yes.
No.
Mm.
I think they are a team. I think that, first of all, they have the most dynamic playmaker at the most important position in the division.
Yeah, but he can't get over the hump in the postseason. That's the thing.
But I'm talking about, we're talking about regular season right now, right?
Mm-hmm. We are, but if just so long as you know what I mean, the arrow is either even or up from last year on the Ravens. So you think they're going to win 13 or more?
Well, I think they're going to win 11 or more. So I guess I say it's down.
A little bit down,
but I still think they're going to win 11 or 12 games.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm just saying they're not going to be as good.
I think they're 13 wins. What'd they have? What were they, 13-4 last year?
Yeah,
they had a couple games where the ball bounced their way. I mean, I think they're probably more like a 12-win team last year. So I still think they're going to be 11 or 12 wins this year. And I think, Lamar Jackson, for whatever has happened in the playoffs and for whatever people think about him and all that stuff,
he wins games.
He's pretty damn good.
What about playoff games? Right. He wins games.
Right. He does.
If you're competing with him in the division, I know the Steelers have done well against him, but bottom line is he wins. But, Paul, I would say Patrick Queen was a second-team All-Pro. Stone had 7 interceptions. Zeitler's a good – they lost both their starting guards. They suffered severe losses from last year. They did. They're going to have a rookie right tackle going against TJ?
Yeah.
A second rounder? I don't like that matchup at all because they also traded Morgan Moses to the Jets. They must not have thought highly of him. I think arrow down on the Ravens, but I do agree still good. Is that fair for everybody? Arrow down, still good?
A little bit, but I think they're still good.
Arrow is down, though. Just because I think the division remains very tough, and I think when you're playing in that division, you're going to have some games that are not going to go your way given their losses. So it'll be a very competitive team and one that could win the division still, but they're not going to be as good.
I'll tell you who I think is the division favorite, and I think the arrow's pointed up, is your Cincinnati Bungles. Let me give you a little background on what's happening there. And this is obviously pending T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson. I think right. Hendrickson, was he second in the NFL in sacks?
Yes. Second or third. He had like 17.
Higgins was banged up, but he's a good to great player. But here's the deal. Both are still there. Both are healthy. And neither got traded during the draft, which tells me odds are they're both going to be there. They picked up Geno Stone and his 7 interceptions. They picked up Zach Moss. Jury kind of out on him. Gesicki, they got the tight end. If he's healthy, I think is an upgrade for Joe Burrow. Here's the big thing. They got 2 new safeties, Stone, and they brought back Von Bell. And then Joe Burrow healthy. I think the arrow's pointed way up. I think they're the favorite in the division, in my opinion. You guys agree on both of those?
And they also went out and got a tackle in the draft.
And they brought in Trent Brown, too.
Right. They got a tackle with their first pick, the kid that everyone thought the Steelers might get.
Mims, yeah.
Right? They added 2 defensive tackles in the top 3 rounds. They got another receiver, the kid from Alabama, Jermaine Burton. And here's the other thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I didn't realize they had 10 picks.
Yeah.
They added 10 players in the draft, and I'm not saying they're all going to be good.
No, but they're pretty pumped about it.
They're going to give them some depth. They needed some help with the defensive line. They got it. They needed some help on the offensive line. They got it. They needed some help at safety. They got it. Yeah, I think they're going to be pretty good, but I still don't think they're the best team in the division.
Mm. I think they have the best quarterback. He's the big question with the Bengals in the end. Like, even if all this other crap didn't happen, if you just told me Joe Burrow's going to be healthy, I'd say they got a great shot to win. That was a weird injury, and he's been banged up. He's now missed half a year because of knee surgery. He gets killed on that. He gets sacked a lot and hit a lot. And then last year, that's kind of an odd injury. Like, That reminds me of when a baseball hitter has one of these weird hand wrist injuries. You just don't know for sure.
Did you see Henry Davis get hit on the right arm?
Yeah.
And yesterday? I wonder about that now.
You just don't know for sure till you see him be himself again, Bob. But Bengals, arrow pointed up and division favorite or no?
I would say yes and yes. I do, because if Burrow is healthy the whole year and with what he has and how they've improved, I think on defense, and you're right, there are a couple of still question marks out there. They're going to be a very competitive team. I think this division, again, will be one of the best divisions in all of football.
I think that the Bengals will be really good, and it wouldn't shock me, but I don't know that they're the best team in the division.
Yeah, because you think the Ravens are.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I disagree, but, you know, would I be surprised if the Ravens won the division? God, no. They're still very, very talented. They have a couple guys still sort of hiding in the weeds that I wonder if they're going to be really good players, like Owe. He had a little stretch last year. He's looking trending to me to not be that, but maybe. You know what I mean?
How about their speedster running back who got hurt, Mitchell? He's another guy, if you compliment him with Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I mean, if Derrick Henry has a lot left in the tank.
I don't think there's – if you watched him last year, he still does. And he never misses a game.
I think Derrick Henry, the thing with him in that Ravens system, I think is going to be pretty good.
Might be. You know, might, especially in sort of a limited role where he's not taking a huge pounding. But again, they lost both their starting guards. I mean, Zeitler was an absolute road grader. So that could be problematic for the Ravens. All right. Then we get to your Cleve Brownies. They brought in Jerry Jeudy as a weapon. They brought in Jameis Winston as a backup. Their defense is mostly the same, except Jordan Hicks they brought in as kind of a leader type, 10th-year guy. They loved him in Minnesota. Conklin's going to be back at tackle, and he's a great player. But, man, they're the Cleveland Browns. They didn't have a first-round pick for the third straight year because of the Deshaun Watson trade. The third straight year. The last, and I'm looking at the most trustworthy depth chart that I know of, and that's ourlads.com, and they have Devin Bush listed as a starter for the Browns. Paul, they're the Browns. I think the arrow is probably where it was last year. I don't trust that Watson's going to be good. They're not replenishing with high-end talent. They won a bunch of awards last year. Should have won one as the most overrated team and coach in the NFL. I think they're going to finish last in this division, and the arrow is about the same. They could win 8 games, 9 games, whatever.
The Browns?
Yeah.
I don't like – I think, you know, Amari Cooper's getting older. Jerry Jeudy, I don't know if I'm in love with. Nick Chubb is coming off a really brutal injury. Deshaun Watson – I'm not in love with the Browns. I think their defense will be good, but I just think they're going. I agree with you. They look to me like the same kind of 8-9 win team. You know, maybe they win 9 games. They go 9-8. I'm not in love with anything they really did this offseason. And Joe, to your point, the trade for Deshaun Watson is slowly but surely becoming the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
One of the worst in the history of sports. Now, if he becomes a star, everything changes.
It's different.
But I'm not seeing it.
I'm not seeing it, and it's different if he becomes a star. But think about what they had to do to make that work.
Ugh.
All of the
they just completely mortgaged their future, and it will take. To me, they're going to be the one team that goes backwards big time this year. Controversy at quarterback. I don't believe in their defense, even though I think they have players who are good individual players. I think the Browns will finish last.
So do I.
I mean, if you think about this, So all of the picks they gave up, okay?
But plus the money.
I think the worst thing that they have going is that they have him for 3 more years at a cap hit of $64 million.
Totally guaranteed.
3 years, $64 million. Each year.
Right. It limits what you can do. And he's not going to progress. I find it – what I've seen from him is that he'll never recapture what he once had. He just doesn't look like that player. He's lost his confidence.
Yeah, he was a great player. Yeah. He was. And I agree with you, Bob. Something's wrong. And the only little kernel of hope there is when last seen last season, he had this from out of nowhere – phenomenal second half against the Ravens. Remember that game?
Yeah. I'm not saying he's incapable of putting a little bit of that together, but overall, he's not going to be their answer quarterback, and they're stuck with him for 3 years, and they're not going to – because of it, they won't make changes there. They can't, so.
I agree wholeheartedly. And thank you for your input, Bob and Paul. So where does that leave the Steelers? In my opinion, I think they're going to fight for a division title if Russell Wilson is good. Doesn't have to be great. Don't know that he's capable of great anymore. But if he's the guy that last year in Denver with a head coach who hated him and an organization that didn't want him anymore and was actively working against him and a not very good team, you give me 20 touchdowns and one pick in the red zone like he had last year, this team is going to win this division. I think they're good enough. You guys?
I do. I think they'll compete. I think they'll be because of they're going to try to simplify things, fundamentally make it a physical game. That should help their quarterback play. And if that occurs, it will also help their defense, which doesn't have to be on the field. If you looked at the first half of last year, guys, their defense was on the field and a whole bunch more than any other. And the longer you're on the field defensively, the worse you're going to get. I don't care how good your talent is. So I think that, you know, two things happen there. They get to possess the ball more. Now, if they can make it stand up in touchdowns and red zone, that's going to be another concerning point. Can they get in there and not settle for Chris Boswell? Well,
that's why I just mentioned that, yeah.
Well, I think the biggest thing is important to remember is the way they're going to play football, they're probably going to minimize mistakes on offense. And now, they didn't throw a ton of interceptions last year anyway. You know, they weren't. But I think the way they play football, teams are going to have to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to be very fundamentally sound, and you know it's not sexy at all, but it can be very effective if you're grinding them and running the ball and you're possessing the ball and you're able to physically just pound teams and score a little bit in the fourth quarter. It's not fun to watch all the time, but I think they can win 11, 12 games playing that way, provided, and there's a big provided, that Russell Wilson isn't finished. If he's not finished, if he's, you know, even what he did last year,
yeah,
then I think they have a chance to win the division. I would agree with you on that because I think the way that they play, they're going to play football, they want to play football, enables them to minimize their mistakes and force teams to beat them.
Having said all of that, I'm not predicting them to win the division. Here's what I – and now we have a draft and pretty much a whole off season under our belts, the major moves, mm-hmm. You would think. There's a few coming still. Maybe some in Cincy, but I don't think so. I think Higgins has said he wants to be there, and I think Hendrickson will be there for at least another year, and they'll get one of those guys long term. I'm predicting Cincy 1, Steelers 2, Baltimore 3, Cleveland 4, the top three make the playoffs. Bob?
Same order. I'm going to do that, but not the top three. I think there's going to be more balance and better teams throughout the AFC this year. Mm. And as a result of that, I think two teams will make. The division winner and one wild card will come from the AFC North.
Paul?
I think the AFC North will have a winner, obviously the winner and a wild card.
Predict the order in the North.
I will predict Ravens 1, Bengals 2, Steelers 3, and Browns 4. That being said, I could see the Steelers winning it. I could see the Bengals winning it. The only team I could not see winning it is the Browns. I think the Browns are clearly in last place.
The stunning thing for me last year is the Steelers go 5-1 in the division, which is what I thought. I thought if you told me that at the beginning, that means you're going to win the division, period.
4-1-2. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was shocked. You know, it never works the way you think, you know.
That was crazy to go 5-1. They've played well in the division, but not well enough outside for sure.